Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 7. Psalm 7. We'll look at that in just a moment. We've got the Olympics going on right now. What do you suppose it takes for an athlete to qualify for the Olympics? All sorts of things that they have to do in order to train, in order to hone their skills, in order to be the best in their field, in their country. And then competing on that national stage, all those cameras on you, all those eyes on you. And then on top of that, you have the judges who are specifically talking or looking at you and critiquing every little aspect of your performance. Man, what kind of pressure must that put one under? Consider what might happen if you had trained so hard for a particular sport and or a particular activity, and you were the best in your field, or at least among the best in your country, and then you were to go if you're a diver, and you jump off of that platform, and then you end up scoring a zero. That actually happened recently. Pamela Ware, Canadian diver, she jumped. She wasn't feeling it very well, and she just landed. Didn't do any flips or anything. She just jumped. Can you imagine scoring a zero, doing all that work, and it's just suddenly in that one moment, all that effort is just gone. Judged in an instant. You know what? We're judged, aren't we? Our Lord judges us, or will be judging us on the last day. But I thank God He's not looking at a single instant in my life. Because if He were to look at a single instant in my life, He would see, oh, you did that? That's not so good. He'll look at every instance in which I failed, or He could potentially look at an instance where I failed and be like, that's not right. You don't need to be there. I mean, it doesn't matter how much I've worked at being a Christian, how much I have done in order to do what I can to obey my God and to do what's right. Doesn't matter. In that one instance, if He judged me in that one instance, I'd be gone. And I'm thankful that He doesn't do that. I'm thankful He is a just judge. He looks at everything, takes everything into consideration. Let's look at Psalm 7. Psalm 7, this is a psalm that David is saying. And this is a psalm that he has, there's a particular individual who has, the understanding is that he has just been cursed by this individual. And he is saying this psalm about this person, about God, and about the situation. And we find in verse 8, "The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts." Considering that he is a just judge, I'm thankful for that. But consider this. He is a just judge, which means he will look at the places where I've failed, the parts where I've messed up, the places that have earned me a spot in the fiery pit. He'll look at each of those things and say, you're not worthy to be here. And so I'm thankful that while I'm not worthy to be there, and in fact, the Bible says none of us are worthy to be there, so don't think that y'all might be better. I'm thankful that we have Jesus. That we have Jesus who has given himself for us, that we can look at his righteousness and point to him. You know, someone once asked me, well, posed a question at some point, what will you say to the Lord to say, hey, to ask if you can get into heaven? What will you say in your defense? Well, I thought about it for a second, and I said, I'm not going to say anything, because there's nothing I can say. Job, in his book, he goes through and he makes a defense for himself, and he tries to justify himself. And Elihu comes in chapter 35, I think, and says, are you trying to justify yourself, Job? Don't justify yourself. Let me justify you. And God later says that, no, you aren't supposed to do that. You're not supposed to justify yourself. Let me take care of it. And so he does take care of it through his son, Jesus Christ. We aren't judged because of all the evil things that we've done because of Christ. And I'm thankful for that. And the only way that we can be judged on those merits, on the merits of our Lord Jesus, as if we have obeyed his gospel. Just like, and I'm thankful, we're not like that Olympic athlete. That I'm thankful that God is not a judge like one of those judges, looking at us at our worst moment. Because, and at the same time, in terms of our judgment of others, I'm thankful God doesn't judge me on my worst moment. And you, when you're looking at other people, you don't know if they're in their worst moment or not whenever they encounter you, whenever they meet you. And so you need to recognize that they may be in their worst moment. And if they're treating you ugly, then consider that. Maybe just for that moment, maybe I caught them on a bad day. Maybe something like that has happened. But I'm thankful that our Lord Jesus has died for us so that we can be judged in a way that in which he forgets all of our evil deeds. They're washed away in his blood. And I'm thankful for that. If you'd like to have that for yourself, to have all of your evil deeds washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ, there's only one way we can do that, and that's through obedience to the gospel, believing in him, repenting of our sins, confessing his name, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. If that's something that you need to do, if you need to respond to that invitation, please let us know about that as we stand and as we sing this song.